Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So for the sixth time in program history, here's Indiana playing a Friday night game. It's not their fault. This is the third time out of the Rock. It's all money driven by the Big Ten and the Big Ten Network. 7 o'clock Friday night against Indiana State. Well, here's Tom Allen, who's, you know, cut his teeth on the high school game, fed up again with this league mandate decision to play on a high school night. But remember, again, this is not an Indiana U decision.
I just, you know, we can't have any recruits at the game. They're all playing, you know, and their families are all at their sons' games like they should be. And I'm a 15-year high school coach and have a lot of respect for what they do and how that night is special. And I know everybody has different opinions and there's different reasons. And I understand the whole dynamics of it all with different variables with media and everything. So, but there's certain things that everybody wants to know my opinion. They know what it is.
Manny doesn't like it. Tom Allen on playing on Friday nights. Money driven. That's the state of the state that we're in right now. Mentioning the high school game, here's North and South Friday night at Huff Memorial. Two top 10 unbeatens. King versus Alley. The quarterbacks, we'll talk about it. They'll clash Friday night on the high school level. Red Seattle, pregame tonight at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL. And anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Senior versus the junior, Jaron Alley of second-ranked South, Dash King of number 9 North, Friday night at Huff Memorial. Both signal callers have guided their clubs to 3-0 starts. King, 6-16 on that completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, 585 yards, 2 interceptions. Alley, 78% completion, 559 through the air, no interceptions, and 9 touchdowns.
Jaron has helped himself because of the way that he, to me, approaches the game. You know, he studies it, he watches film, he does those small things. You know, when it comes to quarterback play, you think of two things. You think of decision-making and then consistency in that decision-making. Can they do it game after game, series after series, and play after play? And just a kid that's really waited his turn and see that come out in his play, a really refreshing thing to see.
Panther head man Gabe Johnson on senior quarterback Jaron Alley, who, by the way, was the HT's player of the week last week for his demolition of Martinsville. King, by the way, is on the HT list for this past week, bringing his Cougars from 11 down in the fourth quarter to beat Terre Haute South. Our coverage Friday night begins at 6:30 with Chalk Talk. Red Seattle pregame tonight at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.